Yeah, but Tamutoye, you can't help it. Tamutoye, you can watch it. That has a best conversation. What's the difference? Why is it sweet? Sabi?
Nice as I am.
Yeah, but Tamutoye, you can't help it. Tamutoye, you can watch it. That has a best conversation. What's the difference? Why is it sweet? Why is it space time? It's a limited frequency. Why is it sweet? Why is it sweet? Yeah, the same way. The people is sufficient, but I don't have more people. She brought one of the stuff. Louis Graham gave the base area here of the Sakhredis. She brought one of the stuff. But just, not quick. And the Haneke is Tamadoy. That's the problem. I am one answer.
He hasn't been a facilitator by the other young type of people?
No.
As such?
No. I know only. In order to find out whether the Sumanit or not, you have to ask one question. This is the best criteria. Is there a prophet Shosanit in Mabetay? Is from the Hanukkah of Shosanit in Mabetay? And from the Gileh? And from Beitar? So from Yosef Tigal and Sam Zipayim. How you don't say Shosanit in Mabetay? Because we are going to say Ashagolom. And Ashagolom is Shosanit. Beyond that, you don't have any mitzvah to which Shosanit is related. That means all the Sumanit. All, for all mitzvahs, the Nes is the reason. For Finland also. It's the reason, the positive reason, but this is not a part of the key, man. Why the Hanukkah and the key, as far as the key, as far as the cases is concerned, is pure sumanet, is the key, is the key, man. The Rambam says, is patient in the key, yes, it's as far as the man, but not to go in, just to do.
Yeah, but you want to be because the Hanukkah of that kissing or camel charge in the Hanukkah of Israel?
But this is the wish. The wish I know. The Derek had the wish. The Dark had the wish right now. Shari had the wish right now. Those are the known biters, birth and biters. But I mean, I'll be on the other. I'll be on the other, yes.
Does Rashi say that Yotam and Conan may hand
it? Yes! It means they check up. They don't tell anymore. But before they left the square of the Rizma. To pick up, to pick their things, and to leave. As long as the Arab is fair market, and the market is fair, he's not Kali Rigle. Otherwise, the Gemara would say the Kali Rigle, they would cook it with Tamadoi. And the Gemara says the Tamadoi, the Gemara says the Batu, the Gemara says the Tamadoi, he's Tamadoi, not Jews. I mean, these are the roots that I don't take. I mean, I have a better time.
But
all these moves, I don't think. Yeah, what do you want to say?
The only way you can tell when
Rabbi Akonis. Oh, you're stopping. Very simple, very simple. And Rabbi Akonis again, the Pesach, the Yadlok and the Pesach Abayis means everybody is Pesach. Apparently, there is one answer. The Pilsumanes of Megillah is through Kriya of Megillah. It's through Kriya of Megillah. Not I should put down a funny head to my car and it's right. It would clear. Correct? The Megillah should be read, recited, in a fashion which demonstrates in the next. As far as Pesach is concerned, is Sipur Yitzhak, is Pilz of an S, is Sipur Yitzhak, both Megillah and Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim can only be attained just a moment. Feels to have to Megillah by one F, namely, but it's Talmud Tera. Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim is Talmud Tera.
Yeah.
Arami Vidari. Without Talmud Tera, there's no Sefer Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Talmud Tera. Tera Shemal Tera. Megillah is the Rosh Hamikdash. And wherever the medium is built on earth, to really put down your hand, I'm not interested now to really. Wherever the medium of Pilsmanes, the vehicle of Pilsmanes is there, is a famous Rekhtar, and there is no pain. I'm going next week. It's only just. There is no animation of Rosh Hashanah. There's no point. In Hanukkah, it's not today. In Hanukkah, it's simply by, through a perception, through an optical perception. By seeing the new Hanukkah, it's Pilsmanes and Rekhtar. This is there. This is it. Wherever the medium, the vehicle, the Hefzer, built the man as his favorite, and it is both, Megillah and Pesach, both. Sipur is here, Mitzrayim, V'deire, Shapar, Shem, Aram, and Vedovi. I said it many times. It's not the Sipur, it's the Talmud Tere. Otherwise, the Sipur, I could have told the story in a different way. Okay, Talmud Tere, Tere, Shem, Arbe, not Talmud Tere, Shem, Echsa, but Tere, Shem, Arbe, is going in absolute knowledge. The spirit of the nation, the Rosh Hashanah. And this is true of Megillah. Megillah is the Rosh Hashanah. Kisakirish, Megillah. Megillah is the Talmud Zerai. He said, Goy cannot be included in Talmud Zerai. If Megillah had a mitzvah, but Hanukkah is not to put Talmud Zerai. What is the spirit of an earth? It's written by lighting a candle, by putting a light on display, by exhibiting a light. That is already applied to me. This is the answer. Fight for his physical survival. You don't have to tell the boy. That is a Jew like any other person. With very lucky. There is an instinct of survival, physical survival. It's known to the animal kingdom as well. An animal will also fight for survival. This instinct of self-survival sometimes more developed. And more developed than in the animal than in man. I mean, essentially the sensitivity. But even as far as dangerous concerns, and then danger is imminent, is in the animal, but far more pronounced and far sometimes more reliable, than the sensitivity of men. Men make mistakes. This is that. So that way you don't have to be misunderstood in this man. However, Hanukkah, even the fight to Adir al-Doktor, the poem should know that Jews are ready to and capable of fighting for the spiritual world. So the message of the Hanukkah would be more of a sensation. More of a sensation to the boy. Okay. Now. Alright,
stop. It will be
with you. You want to go down?
But what's the enigma about Friday?
Friday. Good. Friday is a tremendous Friday. He's our Chinese. Rishenim says that according to Rabbi Natan, there is no problem Friday. If we interpret Friday Trilashki, if we say the Goyim's Pshat of Trilashki is correct, and if we don't accept the Goyen Shite about Ben Hashmoshe, but the Shite of Rabbi Natan about Ben Hashmoshe, then Friday does not pose any problem. You understand what I mean? According to Rabbi Natan, you can still do Milocha Friday until 66 minutes after Shkir. The last 80 minutes are Ben Hashmoshe, belong to Ben Hashmoshe. So it's possible to light the candle according to the Rabbi Natan, Mitzvah Shkia. The question is according to the Goy. Isn't according to the Goy, Vishkia, Vinashmoshe, is set immediately. So how can you learn? It's a Sheila Sheinu Lea Chua, if you want to ask me. And many times discussed with my father, we told him, stop this, Reb Chaim. Basically, there is no clear answer. How can there be a Chanukah Friday, seeing it is the Toshke? There is only one particular answer. How can there be a Shabbat? How can there be a Neir Shabbat? You like the Neir Shabbat, you also like, I mean, the Toshke. The Gemara in Shabbat, take a look at the Gemara in Shabbat. Take a look at the Gemara in Shabbat. That's for Gimel of the debate. That's for Gimel of the debate. This is the Rabbi Yisei. The wife of Rabbi Yisei. Harvest Me'acho. They used to postpone the lighting of the candles. And Shabbat, Arab Shabbat. Uma Adleket, bro. Where? Amar lo, Rabbi Yisei, Tanya, Le Yomu, Shamu Doron, and Yemon. Babu Deish, Lailo, Milamit Shamudon and Maskin Lamudesh. But it means before the Hamudon used to appear, the Hamudesh used to emerge and come. It means the candle lighting should be when?
And what
is
before there?
Before Shkia. Of course, it was a different reason before Shkia. But at a time when there is still daylight, sufficient daylight. It's in Shabbat, and on the contrary. Sovereign Lachua! Because the Amud Eish used to appear, Amud Eish, the symbol of night, used to appear while the Amud Onan was still accompanying Machne Yisrael. So think your nail, which is the Amud Eish, should be lit. When there is no Amud Onan, there is still sufficient daylight. He saw all Abdullah, she wanted to do it very early, they said not very early. What do you see? That the mitzvah nail in Shabbat is just the opposite of the Hanukkah. In Chanukah, Bishas Hadmokeh has got to be a Neir. Since Bishas Hadmokeh, right, still Hadmokeh, the Neir must, should be precipitated by Hadmokeh immediately. Cannot make Hadmokeh now and the Neir will be born when? A half an hour later. Then you Chanukah not. You Chanukah immediately. Immediately. So hence, it's Yimshkeh or so, Tchilash Kiyah, Sofshkeh. Le Magdir Le Mas. In Neir Shabbat, in the Mitzvah Jodah. To light a candle at Hashanah. Why?
It should be double
candles. You make the bracha the Hadmokeh, because Neir Shabbat of the mitzvah is in a chone. Basically, Neir Shabbat of the mitzvah is a chone. Is to make, to light the candle when it's dark already, it's not a chone, so you light a candle on it. I light a candle not only on Friday late in the afternoon, and it gets dark, then the candle could be helpful and enjoyable. I will light it every night. It's ridiculous to think about it. It's in order to emphasize that I'm doing it with each other. Not that I need a candle. That it says, Yomush Amudeish, Ramadan. The Amudeish used to appear before the Amudan. And this is it. They say, it's an Eir Shabbat. It's an Eir Shabbat, the Hadmokeh for later. The Eir Shabbat, and this is the mitzvah for Eir Shabbat. Now the Hadmokeh should not create a Neir immediately. Well, the Advoke is responsible for a nail which will emerge half an hour or 20 minutes later. This is the mitzvah for Neir Shabbat. In order to emphasize what? The Mechina is Asher Yoveyu, the Achone. This is the mitzvah. Because the Goyen says, whatever, Tzeinik or Kibbutz, but Neir Shabbat belongs to that category. That in Shabbat, the Kibbutz expresses itself not only to be dressed on Shabbat, nicely. To dress Erev Shabbat with Kvei Shabbat. Now, apparently, that's exactly what we require for the Neiris too. The Neiris believe Erev Shabbat for Shabbat. Ah, Erev Shabbat is still high, and the sun is still high above the horizon. This is the mitzvah, on the contrary.
It's not the Neir.
It's not a candle now. It will become a candle now. The thing should be on your book. The same should be a yoga. Not the way women do a yoga. Yoga, they don't care. Not the mitzvot. They don't care how the lochet avor is muta yoga. But yoga is also the same mitzvot. We have accepted the Shabbos. What did you ask? Somebody asked me about what's called the regulation, half hour.
Half hour, is half hour
rested.
What does
half hour come
from? What does half hour come from? Just a moment, I'll tell you. As far as I'm concerned, half hour doesn't exist. There is no half hour. Means, in other words, that the nail should have the capacity of bearing the whole time during which there is traffic outside my house. Of course, you know, when the regular shuk is 2 hours, it's got to bear in 2 hours. Is the regular shuk half an hour? Is 15 minutes? The Gemara doesn't mention chatzi shua. Who the one who came up with chatzi shua? The Alochim Mesh. He came up with chatzi shua. With regard to the Chaneke, he came up with shiur mil, with regard to the Mimich. Then it's fine. Because this was a part of the shiur between Shki and Tachamo. And Tichle, regular shuk, the traffic used to take half hour, the Mimich half hour. It's good. It's shiur there, chatzi hour. Don't forget. But nothing was illuminated there. He has no light. People used to retire into their homes, They simply were the problem simply not only of having powerful sources of light, but they do have, but simply of not being able to buy. They couldn't afford it. I always say the Gemara in Brochers, as a buyer couldn't say, because he used to spend his money for the Neil Shabbos, and Mati Shabbos, he had no money. So I had to say, Beir Mereish. So across the street there was some writing and somebody very rich, wealthy he was. He used to light a candle. He could afford the luxury of lighting a candle on Moti Shabbos. The great Abaye used to stand near the window looking out. And the very moment the candle light used to appear in his neighbor's house, he used to say, Beir Mereish. You know, he had to buy the time of traffic. It was a very short one, within half hour, the streets were empty, and that's all there was about it. Now, when you take it now, for instance, we light the candles at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is the beginning of the rush hour, correct? No, the rush hour, I see, you say rush hour, that's 3 o'clock, at least.
Half an hour,
30 minutes. And then, the better that, in my opinion, is the traffic here is between 5 and about after 6. An hour and a half, I would allow for that. But actually, Actually, if you watch the street, if you observe the street in America, is about 12 or 1 o'clock, or even after 11, the street begins to empty. People disappear. You can see here and there, particularly in residential sections. It actually, in my opinion, it calls for regular minashuk in America after this. The street begins to be that way, that here is that way. Just a moment, I thought about it. I gave thought to this matter, it's part of it. Why I can't answer the question. I'm not supposed to have, call to Rav Mashuk is that the Mechadal had only one traffic, on Rasha, whatever it is. But if this repeats itself later, I'm not supposed to keep the Hanukkah candle burning in order, I mean, because I expect another.
The next shift.
Usually during supper time, the plates are empty. Oh, and they look empty anyway. Let's pass it. Okay. For the question, at least an hour and a half. Is I use Shabbos candles. I don't use those colorful candles. I don't use it. This means, those candles mean nothing. I'll tell you frankly, those candles should be something, careful about something else, which is very important. We pass the cup in Zohar, correct? However, the candles should be equipped for burning a certain length of time, correct? Oh, yes. Now, if you take now, today is still all right. Tomorrow is all right. But when the number increases by 7, 6, 7, 8,
yeah.
In the beginning you have
to heat.
So the heat, the candles, I mean, they take heat, and they begin to melt. So if a candle melts within the half hour, it is not cups and upwards. That's not happening. This means I put the candle in a condition, in a situation in which it couldn't last more than 15, 20 minutes. Like simply placing a candle
in the wind.
Near the door, whatever it is. Of course. They actually did not take it. If the candle melts, because the other candle radiates heat, and because you put them too close, the nails are so close, the cups are so close to each other, that actually there is radiation of heat. And the candle melts before the half, even the half hour. This miserable hour. You see. It certainly is not, there is no kingdom of Mrs. Mechanic. Oh. Yes. So please tell me, if you light those candles, please do it, and you should burn it. And it's free, I mean, minimum half hour. Now that power itself, does it have any significance now or not? Out of it. Is our advocate, who were directed or rather addressed to the outside crowd, is certainly the half hour when Bible and there. No. But since they said that he said, Because you don't address, so to say, you don't light us, direct our candles to our home, to the public, but to our household, the members of our household. And the members, as long as the members of our household are up, is you light a candle, so it'll be clean. So now the question is, so how long should the candle last? If it is clean, it's again 6 hours. If as long as they are up, then the buy is worse now. Sure. If you would address direct the crowd, the your candles outside. To the outside crowd, so at least you can say the first rush hour up to 7, see, half past 6, 7 o'clock, it makes what the Zmana Block is, concluded. However, if you direct the candles to the need, as long as the buy is up, so then the Hanukkah must bear. And this would involve a tremendous difficulty. I don't know, I'll be trying to be you, I don't know. There's only one answer. The answer is power. The crowd outside is during that hour, I mean, not the same people sitting there. Please listen carefully. Not the same people sitting there. One passes by, the first 5 minutes, the second 5 minutes, the next. The first and second 5 minutes, so the people change. It's the crowd change. So it means that everyone who passes by should see the nails. And in order to have the nails exposed to the view of all passers by, so you need half an hour to make it up. If it is the name, it is the same thing. So why do you have to look at the nails 6 hours? If the crowd is outside, it's not. If what is half hour, not the same person is supposed to look at it. Half an hour. Everyone should
see. Different people see.
Every person, everyone who passes by should see the nails. And you have want everyone to see. And in order to have them notice the nails, so the latter should bear on half an hour. Because if people pass by, and everybody who pass by will notice the nails. But if the people are the same half-eyes, within the house, no people will come, new people will not come later. the same members of my household. The same. So right? So the question is, if my vision is between.
Is he not sure at all?
You have a sure that he can't matter him to and extinguish the candle and blow out the candle immediately. So how long should it last, the candle? Just tell me a question.
Yeah.
How long should it last? So there's a man they took from the outside. It's the only way out of it. For the outside, the Chatzishua makes sense. For the Chatzishua, the hour and a half, I don't care. For the Bnei Abayis, you need the same man. Even though the candle is not exhibited for the outside now, and it's not on display. It is only noticed and watched by the Bnei Abayis. But the same. The only question. So it now is this another problem? If even if the candle is addressed to the people inside, so it should burn the way the candle it was required, the same length of time which was required when they used to light the candles outside Bahut. The only question is the one Abaytai. It will depend upon it in translation of three words in Rambam. Is the Chatzi Shoah Takone a minimum? Or the minimum is tichle regel mashuk in every and it varies from generation to generation. If you say tichle regel mashuk varies from generation to generation, is now the minimum time which the candle has got to burn, the candle has got to last, is at least an hour and a half. The minimum. You cannot achieve it. I mean, by lighting the Hanukkah candles, you need Shabbat candles. Shabbat candles burn for 2 hours. Ethiopia, after. This depends upon the translation of three words in Rambam. The Rambam says, "Vimlei yidu kishkiyat hachama perek rezim ve tchanike aloch adalat. Shokach yidit vle yidu kishkiyat hachama madlik veheilich ad shetik veregel menashok. Vikamu huzman ve kemelech ad tishoy yedah." Just one. Now let me see. What does Kemecha Tisho mean? In plain Hebrew. What does Kemecha Tisho mean?
About.
Means either a little less or a little more. Correct. So why does Ram say Yesaf? Why does Ram say Yesaf? In Kemecha Tisho means, for
his
mehad Yesaf.
So what does Yesaf have Tisho? Yesaf have Tisho.
Exactly. Is your. If the Ram means Gemecha Teshuah, approximation is the word Gemecha that expresses approximation. If it's approximation means a little less or a little more. Then, if the Gemecha Teshuah means not exactly Gemecha Teshuah, either 29 minutes or 31 minutes. The Father say yes, sir. Yes, sir means if the regular Menashur. You wait longer than I wanted the people to be on the street. So then, in our present circumstances, an hour and a half or two hours. But if you want to be a little less than a half, not approximately. And yes, that means a little more. Then it means that a fear is fixed. It depends how you interpret Kemecha Tisho yes. Kemecha Tisho approximately half an hour or more, or it then means more means in accordance with circumstances. Or you say Kemecha Tisho means
little less
than a half hour, and yes, after rest a little more. Then it's a fixed. nice and fun. To address Arab Shabbos with Shabbos. Now, apparently,